I just wanted to, I agree with Philippe, really. I think he made a really good point that as much as we're saying the refugee client group isn't homogenous, we need to look at the group we're trying to incentivize to provide financial services to them as heterogeneous. It's not the same. So as David was saying, different incentives might work for different types of financial service provider. And we all have different incentive sets across this table, and maybe we should collaborate a bit more to work out which ones work in which places as well as for which groups.
And in which sequence.
Right. And the other point is here that it's when we're working with the private sector, at least from my experience in the last couple of years, is that it's a lot of the old familiar financial inclusion financial service providers that are moving first into the refugee finance game. Because they are risk-taking and they've trodden the kind of low-income bracket before, or they're quite good at getting donor funding. One group that isn't so good is the fintech group. So we've tried to incentivize growing fintechs that have really interesting technological solutions to leapfrog some of the old financial inclusion faces and provide some of their interesting products and services to the refugee client group. But it's really hard to get a promising young fintech to take the level of risk needed to reach the types of clients that we're talking about. So maybe we should think about fintechs a little bit more discreetly when we're thinking about who to target.